The Mishnah on Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph on the Beis, bottom of the Amud, teaches us Ben Sarim Meirim. The Ben Sarim Meirim is Nidan Al Shem Soifai. The Torah says that the Ben Sarim Meirim really hasn't done an Aveira for which he deserves Skila. But rather, why is he given such a serious punishment? Tells us the Mishnah, because the Torah's thinking was Yom Zaka v'Yom Eschayiv. It's better he should die as an innocent individual before he lives and does Averis, for which he will be severely punished. And as the Gemara on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph teaches us, expanding on this concept, Tanya Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer, V'chi mipnei she'ochel zeh tatima basar, because this individual ate too much meat, v'shosachatzi lo yayna italki intaka, he drank too much wine, Omer toiru yetze lebezen l'sokol, is that a reason that he should be mechuyev skila? Ela higia toiru l'saf datoi. The Torah recognizes what will be at the end here of the Ben Sarim Meirim. Soif shemegama nechasei aviv. He will use up all of his father's assets. Umavakish l'mudai, he has this addiction to meat, to wine. Veinemaitz, and he can't satisfy it. Shiyotz l'proshes drachim, so he goes out to the highway. Umalastim is abrius, and he steals from people who to money, and he even will kill them if necessary to get the money. And therefore, Amatay Yom Zaka by Yom Eschayiv. It's better he should die innocent versus dying guilty. And the Braisa concludes, Shemisosin Shereshoim, when Rishoim leave the world, Hanor Lohem, it's best for them. Tzadikim, however, when tzadikim aren't here, it's ra'alahem v'ra'ala'olam. So what we learn from this Mishnah is the unique situation of a Ben Sarim Meirim in the whole world of halacha, where the dinim and the way the halacha applies in many, many situations do not apply by its Ben Sarim Meirim. And that's why one of the fundamental halachas we know, that we learn actually many times in this Masechta, is the halacha that before anyone is punished, we give him hasra. The hasra is not, even though we learn in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph that there was some hasra given by Ben Sarim Meirim, Rashi teaches us on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph Divrei Hamaskel Masrin that the hasra of the Ben Sarim Meirim is not the same hasra. The hasra, as I always understand, is a hasra of chinuch. That we have to teach this child, this Ben Sarim Meirim, that what you're doing to try to teach him, to try to be mechanechim, to do what's right. But it's not a hasra in the traditional sense of hasra. The Mefarshim ask that here, the Mishnah just taught us that a Ben Sarim Meirim is Nidon Al Shem Soifai. The Torah recognizes what will be at the end. But we know that the Torah teaches us regarding Yishmael, the Pasuk says that Bashu Husham, and as the Medrash explains, the Malachi Hasharis said Takarish Baruch Hu, Adam shu'asad lahamis as banecha b'tzama. An individual who will kill your children with thirst at the Malabar. He was dying. He was had a high fever. He needed water. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bear for him. How could you do that? Because as we know, that when by the Charban, 80,000 young Kohanim were able to escape. And they went to the Yishmaelim. And the Yishmaelim gave them different salty fish and salty meat. And then they needed something to drink. They were thirsty. And they gave them empty flasks that they thought were water, but there was nothing in them. And when the Kohanim attempted to drink, not realizing that these flasks were empty, the Yishmaelim told them, eat and then drink. And when there was nothing to drink, they died of thirst. So we see how terrible they were. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered to them, Ma'achshav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, what is Yishmael's status currently? So he said, Tzadik HaRosh. So they answered, Amrloi Tzadik. That is a Tzadik. Amalhem, any Damas Adam El Bishatay. When I judge a person, I judge him according to what he is now, not what will be later. So, we have a question. Our Mishnah says that we look at the future. And here it says that we don't look at the future. So the Chizkuni answers that when our Mishnah says that we look what's going to be with this boy going further, it's this Aveira itself. He already has begun to steal. He already has begun to act this way. So we're sure he's going to continue on a very bad way. Yishmael, we never found that Yishmael acted the way the Medrash explains towards anybody. And therefore, just to anticipate that this will happen is not what the halacha does. The other teretz is that Yishmael's children are the ones that acted inappropriately to us. Yishmael cannot be punished for what his children will do. Another teretz that the Mefarshim, the Sfasemis, and other Mefarshim suggest is that there's din shel Shemayim, there's the din in Shemayim, and there's the din in Bezdin. The entire concept of Ben Sayre Meirer is a concept of a din that's done by Bezdin. But a din that's done by Shemayim is not a concept that Nidnashem Soifai. In Shemayim, they are done him when he does the Aveira. And the way I saw Mefarshim explain this teretz is that the din Shemayim is actually harsher than the din Ba'aretz. So that's why Bezdin will get involved to punish the Ben Sayre Meirer to save him from the din shel Shemayim. But in the din shel Shemayim, there's no point in doing it earlier. They'll do it when they have to. Another teretz that the Torah suggests, even though what the Yishmaelim did in the episode that we just described was certainly terrible, it's still not that they did anything wrong. They fooled them. That's not something you chayv misa for. Rabbi Isaac Sher has a different mahalach. There's two types of mishpat, how Kodesh Baruch Hu does mishpat. There's mishpat b'midas hadin and mishpat b'midas harachmim. Midas hadin tells us b'ashur u'sham, look at the person, how he is now. And now he's not m'chuy misa, I won't kill him. That's called, he says, a gevaldig chiddush. That is called midas hadin. that we don't give him a chance to get a punishment in this world, which will save him in the next world. A Ben Yisrael, a Ben Tzora Meir, who we look as we're treating harshly, is really not being treated harshly. Because in the big picture, he's getting a smaller einish than he really will end up getting if he lives a life of rishis. Another pshat, which is a concept that goes through the entire subject of Ben Tzora Meir, is that the Ben Tzora Meir is killed. The issue of the Ben Tzora Meir is the chinuch. That obviously the chinuch of this Ben Tzora Meir, there's something wrong with the chinuch, and it's not working. No one could suggest, however, that the chinuch that Avram Avinu, who was Yishmael's father, was lacking. And therefore, even though Yishmael, ultimately his children, did not do what they were supposed to do, but the chinuch of Avram Avinu certainly was a fantastic chinuch. And because it was a fantastic chinuch, there is no reason to punish. There is no reason to punish the Ben Yishmael now. He'll go back to his father Avram. We'll have a wonderful chinuch. But then there's another question that the Mefarshim ask. Yes, as we read the Braisa, Yoitzel Prashas Drachim, Melastamus Abrius, he ends up doing terrible things. And therefore, Yom Zakai Val Yom Chayiv. But what is the terrible thing that the Braisa indicates that he will do? Is that he'll kill, he'll steal and kill. As we learned, we just learned it on the previous blot, on Daf Ayin Aleph, the Misa for killing someone is Sayif. So why does the Ben Tzora Meir get Skila? His Einish should be Sayif. So the Yad Rama says that he's going to kill people. He'll kill them on Shabbos. So that will involve Chil Shabbos. And as we know, the Einish for Chil Shabbos is Skila. The Mefarshim ask, it's not so simple. If he kills somebody on Shabbos, that's called Chil Shabbos. It's Mekalkel B'Chabura. The Das Akedim, Balatosis, say that a very big part, as we learn in the Pesukim about the Ben Tzora Meir, is Ein Einish Shemei B'Kol Aviv B'Kol Imoy. So that falls into the category of Mekalo Aviv Imoy. And we know that the Einish for Mekalo Aviv Imoy is Skila. The Re'ein gives a different teretz. He says that when the Gemara says Yoitzel Prashas Drachim Elastimus Brias, doesn't only mean Genev and Ritzich. It means that he's going to do all sorts of Averis. And all those Averis are what he called may have the punishment of Skila. Another teretz that the Gur Aryeh suggests is that he's not just going to kill one person. He kills many people. And he gives a concept that we know that Beis Din has a right when they see so necessary to administer punishment even stricter or different than what says in the Torah. And Beis Din may tak indeed see that the punishment for somebody who's a serial murderer is not just Saif, but the punishment for such an individual is that he should get Skila. And because of that, indeed, the Metzora is, the Ben Tzora Meir is Chayiv Skila. Another shot that the Gur Aryeh wants to suggest why this Ben Tzora Meir is Mechuyiv Skila is because it's very connected to the next sugya we're going to learn. The next sugya we're going to learn is the sugya of a roidif. And we know the Mishnah teaches us, roidif nitem latzila benafshai. When it comes to roidif, we could kill him in any way that the Torah, that we need to eliminate him. This Ben Sira Meirer, says the Gur Aryeh, certainly is in the category of a raidif. And a raidif we kill even with skila. So since we kill him even with skila, that's why he now gets skila for what he's doing. But as we keep on repeating, what is the point here? The point here is because the chinuch is failing. And since the chinuch is failing, that's why the Ben Sira Meirer, who we can't bring up the way we want to, has no reason to continue being here.